is the Sports Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties, the All-Pro Defensive End, talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to our show. We're very busy over here at CRN.
We are. We're having a good time.
And we're moving our studios.
This could be our final show from the old studios, you and I.
Yeah, it could very well
be. Goodbye to this beautiful equipment.
And this is, it's like being in a museum, isn't it?
It is. And some person came up and poked you to see if you were real or not when they came through on the tour. I guess they thought it was some kind of wax museum.
Yeah, I trick them.
And, you do. You're uncanny. You play possum pretty well.
Well, the point is that we're all disheveled, but we're still trying to figure out a lot of things that's going on in sports. Not too much is happening in sports to me that is noteworthy, except for, as we all know, that I love the absurdities of life, and I love to bring forward the truths and the facts of what's happening, especially with this. Impending disaster that I know is going to disappoint me, and that's going to be the 2016 Summer Olympics Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, about first disaster was the Republican convention, second the Democratic convention, and now the third powerhouse is going to be the Olympics. You've got some information on accommodations for the athletes, and I'm sure
over the weekend I took a little visit to my. To see my granddaughter.
Her
ninth birthday. I'll tell you all about
when
that.
When we come back,
it was hilarious. And but when we come back, we'll get into this. Not only the download of my granddaughter's ninth birthday, but also this article I found in the New York Times Monday section about what's going on in the athletes' village and. Or what's not going on. But it's hilarious. It's just a classic thing where third world meets the Western civilization.
Do they have electricity in the athlete's village yet?
Sometimes when you flush the toilet, the lights go on.
That's good. That's always good.
It's going to be a lot of fun, so hang in there.
Could you tell your story again? No, I guess not. No.
Well, it dovetails.
It does dovetail into what's going to be going on there in the Ipanema Beach in Rio.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or
Or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to the Sports Show, coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, the Championship Radio Network. And the number one champion here is the All-Pro defensive end, the Sultan of safeties. We call him Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. And then the acting legend, of course, Hunter, Land's End, Crisis, Agent X, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know something, folks? I know that everybody who is within my...
The sound of your voice.
The sound of my,
that's what you
my
want to
resonating
say.
Voice.
There you go, that's it.
Loves it when there's a birthday party for your kids or your grandkids. And I flew into Oklahoma to see my daughter Kate and her children, her three children. The oldest, Emma, turned 9 on Sunday. And so we went to a pool party. We went to the pool club because that's all you do in Oklahoma, swim. That's it.
In the summertime, you're not doing anything else. Just swim?
That's what you're doing.
In the summertime.
So you're swimming.
Quite
and,
warm there,
yeah,
was it?
So the discussion is, what kind of goggles do you have this summer? What kind of goggles do you have? And so, so
did you pack your goggles?
No, I didn't. Because I didn't want to tip off to anybody that I wasn't going swimming.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you don't like the water that much, do you?
Well, I mean, it all depends what the circumstances are. You know.
Well, what does that mean? What do you mean? Well, circumstances?
Well, I mean, I could go swimming in my pool if I wanted to.
Right.
I don't have a pool, but I could go swimming in my pool if I wanted to. Yes. I could go to the beach if I wanted to, or I could not do any of them. I can take it or leave it.
So you decided on your way that
so
you
here's
were
the
not
deal. So
go
I'm not going.
Okay.
So and besides, here's the deal. As we all know, people are saying, "Papa, you're coming in for my birthday." Yes, I am. Oh, I can't wait to see you. And it's true, and I can't wait to see her.
Right.
So I see
this
her.
This is Emma's birthday?
That's correct. Yeah. I give her a huge hug and a kiss, and she says, "I'm so glad you're here." And then she immediately ran off with her friends, and I didn't see her for the rest of the day. Okay, so it was like being with 15, and it was about 15. 15 really well-organized pack of 9-year-olds attacking the swimming pool and all of the boys and all of the stuff that was in that mix. You get to see.
So there's a mix of boys and girls.
Well, yeah, it's the boys and girls. And but you get to see the dynamic of the young people.
And what you describe, because you're a very observant guy. When you play with the Rams, you're observant. You knew when there was going to be a pass or a run. So you're observing these kids. What did you learn? What did you find out?
No. It's a study in human nature, and it's you get to see the alpha male, the alpha female. You get to see how people rally around the pecking order of the social construct. You get to see, you know, when you put people together, kids together, especially young 9-year-old girls who are already beginning to show signs of a sisterhood.
Right.
You know, so it was a lot of fun, and I got to visit with everybody, and anyway, it was a good time for all. But one of the things that it was a quick turnaround. I went Saturday, came back Monday, and on the airplane, I read an article from the New York Times. It was on the Olympics, which has been my favorite subject for the last month or so.
And you were in Brazil. You went down and took a trip with your friend.
And you remember my story.
Well, as I recall, you had the call of
yes,
nature.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, we understand it. All I'm saying
and
to you is
the beach was so packed
that,
there was nowhere
that,
to go.
Is that any type of a story? When I heard that the Olympics had been bought like 7 years ago in 2009.
By Brazil.
Brazil won the nomination. They won it to host the Olympics in 2016. And I thought then, I said, this is going to be nothing short of a disaster.
And now, has it proven to be that way?
And believe me when I tell you, you know, I could go along and read this entire article. I'm going to paraphrase a couple of things for you. But this place is so after 7 years.
Yes.
We're going to give you a 7 year run.
7 year run
at preparing facilities for world athletes to come in.
So that's 7 years to prepare for this.
And what we have now is absolute insight as to just where the third world is and Western civilization begins.
Okay, so what'd you find
this
out?
Give us some stuff.
Hints.
Here it is.
In the village, right?
Adding to the list of setbacks and stumbles for the Rio Olympics, the Athletes Village, home of thousands of athletes during the summer games, has been called unfit for occupancy.
So the Athletes Village is unfit for occupancy.
That's right.
Now they're calling that now.
Right, that's very second.
It's starting in a few weeks, in a week or so.
Yeah. Rio de Janeiro won the bid to host the 2016 games, as I just said, 7 years ago, when new obstacles were apparent, when few obstacles were apparent. But the city and the organizers of the games have encountered difficulties, including political and economic turmoil. The spread of the Zika virus. Remember when I told you I made a joke about the Zika virus down
yes,
there?
Yes.
And it said, you know, you can't go down there because pregnant women, you're going to give birth to kids with tiny heads. Remember that?
Yes.
That was one of the symptoms.
Yes.
So that whole thing dominated the news for like
six weeks.
And so the Zika virus, pollution in bodies of water that are to be used in Olympic events, and the threat from terrorism. Now, those are just a couple of the things that they're dealing with. Now, as far as the terrorism thing goes, they do not have enough police to guarantee anyone's safety, as of now.
So they don't have enough police.
They don't have enough cops. Okay. Now, here's the deal. The opening ceremonies for the Rio Games is scheduled for August 5th. That's just
That's a week away.
15 minutes away.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So among the issues with housing units in the village are blocked toilets, leaking pipes, and exposed wiring. This sounds like a building, the description of a building after it's been bombed. Okay.
Okay.
So,
that bathroom you had to finally use in that person's house, that wasn't exactly running water.
Let me tell you something. That toilet worked better than these toilets work. Water has come through the ceiling, resulting in large puddles on the floor around cabling and wiring.
Well, that's not good.
Sweden's women's soccer team also refused to move into the apartments because of similar problems. The Brazilian newspaper said, the Sao Paulo report said. The newspaper article said the United States, Italy, and the Netherlands had paid to hire workers to finish their rooms. So if you win the bid, if you're if you sacrifice for 4 years,
right,
and you get to go to Rio, and
you work hard to get on the team,
and you're accepted, and you make the Olympic team, and you're going to represent your country in the Olympics, and you go there, but they tell you, by the way, can you spare like $5,000 because we got, in order for you to move into your room, we've got to plaster the roof and make sure that when you flush the toilet, it doesn't come out of the light socket.
Exactly, because that will short the light.
Yeah, I saw a Warner Brothers cartoon. By the way, Warner Brothers makes the best cartoons in the world.
You like them, Bugs Bunny? Daffy Duck?
Yeah, all of that stuff. Warner makes the best cartoons. But I believe there was, in my youth, I remember, a cartoon where Daffy Duck turns the water on, and it comes out of the light socket.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's what's going on down there right now.
So this is not going to. So this is going to affect the performance of the athletes, I would think, if they're not healthier.
The ones that show up.
No wonder guys aren't. Aren't they? Then the basketball team like give it up for a while, and they're not going to show up. Some of the players.
Carlos Guzman, the president of the organization committee. If you can imagine, that's
Guzman,
that's an oxymoron. Organization.
When I was in high school, he was in my basic dialogue sentences. The basic dialogue.
Every Olympic village, because of their magnitude, needs some adjustments until it becomes perfect. The important thing is that everything will be resolved for the games without disturbing the athletes. That's what he said. That's what Guzman said. And when we come back, I'll wrap it up and give you a couple other little tidbits about this.
Trouble in just the tip of the iceberg in the Olympic Village.
This is not going to go well.
All right, straight ahead, we continue here. It is the PM show. Sports. This is the sports edition. We call it the sports show. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes too. Steaks, filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Back to the sports show, CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
I'm so glad I'm not an Olympiad. I'm glad we could have gone and covered it. You know, there's so many great Americans out there, people all over the world, but the different countries are representing them, athletes are representing their countries in the Olympics in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And this is a disaster. It's an embarrassment. This is why you shouldn't have the Olympics in any country. They cannot prove that it has plaster and electric.
Well,
and
they built
toilets.
This Olympic Village, and they got problems with it. They're trying to make
some
fixes.
Years, they had a seven-year shot at
exactly.
putting this together. You would think if you didn't know how to do any of this stuff, if you were so stupid and you didn't and incompetent, you couldn't do this, you would job it out. Here's what you would do. You would call Donald Trump. Wait a minute. I'm not kidding about this. You would call Donald Trump or someone like that, a big construction company,
right.
and tell them, here's the amount of money we're getting from the world community. We want you to build a village. And just job it out. Subcontract
right.
it.
Now they're saying the buildings in the USA Today is following up with your article you have there, saying the buildings might not be ready for the games that start August 5th.
Well, they're not going to be, according to what's happening
gosh.
Here. So anyway, here's the deal. So here's the deal. Rio de Janeiro won the bid, as we all know. They're dealing with the Zika virus that shrinks your head to a golf ball. And that's the exact size.
That's a worry.
That's the size, actually. So if you see athletes with tiny heads, you'll know that.
Okay, we get the picture.
Stay away from them. I'm serious. That freaks me out. You
me
know, to
too.
See you know, high jumpers with tiny heads. Okay, so so we are confident that our accommodations will be ready to receive athletes, and will be to the highest standards within the village, said Scott Field, the spokesman for the committee.
Well, they got security problems there. They've got doors that won't lock or unlock, for gosh sakes.
Whilst
landscaping they got sitting there that's in a problem, too, that borders some problems. It's just they've got some terrible things going on here.
Yeah, that's right. And he says, whilst we have encountered some maintenance difficulties, this is not uncommon with new build constructions of this type. Really? Not in America, not in any country I know.
Right.
You know, a Western civilized world knows how to build stuff with new build structures of this type, and we have been working to overcome them. Oh, great. Now, the last bit of news, and I'll
yes.
get off of this.
Okay.
A stress test that Australian officials conducted at the village on Saturday led to the decision not to allow its athletes to move in. To test the facilities, the officials simultaneously turned on the lights and flushed the toilets at the same time in apartments on several different floors.
What
the
happened?
System failed, they said.
They say the water is
water
disgusting.
Comes down the walls. There was a strong smell of gas. That's
this
a tip-off for me. You know,
yeah.
you could wind up in the ocean, but that blow yourself up. And there was some smell of gas in some apartments, and there was a shorting in electrical wiring. You know, when you say the word electrical short and water,
that's
you put that
good.
Together, you've got to head for the hills.
Listen, they say there's an average of 14 homicides a day in Rio, so it's not very safe. The security concerns are there. The water, they say, is disgusting. It's filled with garbage, dead animals, occasional body and human
that's
waste.
That's right.
And you know that from being out in the ocean.
What you get. That's what you get when you deal in a third world country and you ask your athletes to study and work hard for four freaking years, and then when you go there, you have to ask your athletes, can you spare a couple of $1,000 so I can plaster your roof? You know, this is the type of stuff. This is the politic of sports that really aggravates me. This is one of the founding reasons why we start doing the show.
Exactly.
It's because of when politics, meets sports in the world and certainly domestically here. But there should be nothing for someone now to say, we want all of these Olympic trials, all of these, the Olympics themselves to be played here in the United States or in a Western civilized country that doesn't have ISIS or anybody else. Doesn't have a Zika virus.
I won't be watching the Olympics. I'm going to be watching baseball. Clayton Kershaw's in the news with the Dodgers. He is very buoyed by his team's optimism, and Clayton Kershaw says he's determined to come back this season and be a difference maker. He says he's trying to make it back to have an impact on the season and our team. Dodgers, have been kind of moving up a little bit against the Giants. Giants have been failing a little bit. Dodgers sort of tailed off a little bit, so Clayton wants to come back.
Yeah.
So he's a three-time Cy Young Award winner, and he was last pitching on June 26th, so that's something. Yasiel Puig is in the news. You want to tell us about Yasiel Puig, because apparently he's been fined, am I right?
Where was my...
He had some customized spikes, I think, wasn't it, that he was wearing?
He had win one for Vinny on his shoe. He had his number on his shoe. He had a picture of his face on his shoe. And here's a guy who was a non-contributor. This guy is so close. He is what I call a guy with a dotted line around his neck because he's about ready to go.
Such great promise everybody had for this guy.
And you know something?
He's got hamstring discomfort. He had some eye-catching custom spikes that are no longer allowed
Nike
by Major League Baseball.
Altered.
He got a letter from Major League Baseball saying he'll be subject to a fine if he wears customized Nike shoes on the field again. According to, in Los Angeles, the Orange County Register reported the fine could be as much as $5,000 for a violation. And first, the shoes had an American flag on the 4th of July. Later, there was he wore the shoes designed by a local artist with a Cuban flag theme. The shoes then seemed to catch the league's eyes. There was they were attributed then, as you mentioned, to Vince Scully. They were worn for one game during the opening series, second half at Arizona. One shoe read, "Win one for Vin," complete with a superimposed image of Scully's face on the side. The other shoe read, "ITFDB," a reference to Scully's famous tagline, "It's time for Dodger baseball."
Well, listen, let me just interject here for a second. Do you know the amount of effort it takes for this jackass to do this? I mean, he's not a non-contributor.
He had promised more eye-catching shoes.
He's hitting my daughter Emma's weight. You know, he's hitting zero. He's got five home runs. He's got, 2016-18 home runs batted in. He's not dependable. He's stupid. You can't put him on second base and ask him to do anything else but to stay.
He'll throw to the wrong base. He's got a great arm, but he throws.
I don't care if he throws you out from Sunset Boulevard. I don't want to see that guy in a Dodger uniform anymore. I'm fed up.
What
I'm
about
tired
the shoes? He's not going to be able to wear these, but he's got in his locker ready to go. He's got a Statue of Liberty themed shoe. He has another pair with a large 66 on it. That's his uniform number.
And that's what they bought. And here's the deal. They want him out of there so fast their head's swimming. They know he'll never be able to hit baseballs. He'll never be consistent. He'll never be a power hitter. He won't be a disciplined hitter.
What happened to the guy?
He's always been stupid.
He went to home run derby and never
the
was the
same
said,
as that. Once they said, throw him sliders down and away, there it is. And once he made the rounds around the league and they showed how limited he was at the plate, now he has to start running and acting out because he thinks he's special on the team, and he's not, and he's close to being out. And they don't need to have Kershaw down, and they don't need to have this guy.
Why do they keep him out of the lineup, though? Don't you think it's okay? Dave Roberts.
No, just get rid of him.
Dave Roberts said he might have to go on the disabled list if he's unable to play soon. And he was able to pinch hit, they said, but
you don't want him. He can't
hit. You don't want him.
He's terrible off the bench. Haven't we figured that out?
You throw him on the outside corner of the plate.
No, sliders down and away. That's it.
Down and away.
That's it. It's just like the Matt Kemp deal. Yep. Down and away. You're out.
Now Stephen Drew from the Nationals. Apparently, he was unavailable for 6 days last week, and he's now on the disabled list. He was placed on the 15-day DL after a recurrence of dizziness that had plagued him for a little while.
That could be the Zika virus.
It's flu-like symptoms, he said.
I'm serious.
So he's no longer has the symptoms, but he continues to feel a little dizzy.
You're
so
going to have to make a different smaller hat.
Woozy and dizzy.
You're going to have to pass out smaller hats to the guys with Zika.
And then the Yankees got hot. They were going to trade everybody, Chapman and all those guys.
Well, they should
and all
trade
of a sudden,
Chapman because the other guys are good setup guys and a good closer.
They don't need him, right?
They don't need the guy. They got three
trade
pitchers.
Him for something
they
good.
Need two of them and get rid of them. So that's what they did. They gave him to the Cubs.
All of a sudden, the Yankees got a little hot here. They beat the Giants and everything. CC Sabathia has been pitching better. We'll see. Joe Girardi and the manager says this is good. They might look around for some trades. You're right. You think who would get it? You think the Cubs need him? The Cubs have sort of tailed off.
The Cubs did trade for him.
Yeah,
he's gone.
Right. Oh, he is gone. I didn't get that news. I'm sorry.
Well, there it is.
So he is on. So that's
why
help
they do
the Cubs.
The show. You know?
That's why the Cubs got him because they needed that help. They've been flatlining here recently. They were playing so well, and now the Cardinals are starting to make a little bit of a move.
The Cardinals are?
A little bit.
No, they got beat 2 out of 3, and they got beat the other day.
But
they've lost like – I think they're 500 after 10
So you
games.
Think the Cubs got a lock on it?
No, I don't.
You like Chapman? You think he's a good
– Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, good closer.
Yeah.
So, by the way, football news, Pete Carroll has had his contract extended through 2019.
Give him another contract.
I'm not a big Pete Carroll fan.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Why?
Because
why?
I feel like he knew about all the shenanigans that were
That's
going on
two
with
different
USC.
Things. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I do.
Let's talk about that.
He should have been penalized.
Let's talk about Reggie Bush and SC and all the things they knew about, the athletic department, And didn't you just tell me that recently that there's terrible suspicion when on the Pat Hayden?
Well, I don't know if there's been rumors and things about that. Yeah, that Pat Hayden must have known. He must have known.
No. But there's rumblings about his putting people, his family and stuff on the payroll.
Oh, I didn't hear that. That's some rumblings now on that?
That's what I heard.
Oh.
I'm not saying it happened.
Okay.
I'm saying that's what's
still some more trouble on the horizon for USC.
Well, anyway, Pete's proven himself. Give him the contract. He's 64 years old. Enough already.
Well, okay, but you know.
You don't like him because he
yeah, that's why I don't like Hillary Clinton, because I think
that's
she lied. And once you lie, you're a liar, and then you've got a problem.
Okay.
So that's not my cup of tea. You know, that's it. I think you got to be kind of a straight shooter if you want my respect and support. Now, if you lied and you apologize right away and you come around, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. But if you
will?
Yes. Well, you got something to confess?
You're very lenient with your standards. I love that about you.
Well, as long as you come up right away, don't just wait, you know, until you get to your contract.
I'm seriously concerned about the Zika virus.
Your head is looking okay.
It's a little small, doesn't it?
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last. But you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and Smart Fares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines. And you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
I think your head looks okay. Let's check it out. Welcome back here to the Sports Show. Coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sports USA. Michael Horn along with the star of our show, football legend, acting legend, Fred Dreyer. But
yes.
My worry is that you were a 7 5/8, and I noticed you've been wearing a 7 1/8 recently hat. So is that
Believe
a problem?
I'm not kidding you. Whenever time I feel a little tired,
yes,
that's when virus can hit.
Yes, that's true.
And you've been run down the last month because you're trying to move and get out of here.
This beautiful place.
Isn't that correct?
We've been in this beautiful palatial studio.
This is a wonderful studio.
In the dungeons of Sunland.
Yeah. And I think there's asbestos in your other
room. Let us out!
I think there's asbestos in
here. Can anyone hear us?
You think there's
I think there's asbestos in the other room.
You think so?
Yeah.
How do you know? Do you have an asbestos nose kind of like?
In Courtney's room.
You do? Why?
Well, but go in there and look.
Oh, look! You look in there?
Yeah, all the stuff, all the pipes that are there have stuff around them.
The stuffing in the wall.
It looks like all that stuff. It could be. I mean, you got to be very careful.
We should check it out. Then we could sue the landlords.
You could conceivably catch the Zika virus working around here.
Well, I'm not going to stay here much longer then.
Well, you got to get out, and believe me, when you go home before you go to bed, measure your head, and when you get up in the morning, measure it again. So see if while you've been sleeping.
Don't start people getting all worried about this. I'm not going to watch the Olympics. There's too much trouble going on there.
Why I hate that.
I'm telling
you. Will Bob Costas do it, do you think?
Yes, he's probably going to be there. How would you like to be assigned to that?
If anybody should be worried about Zika, it's him. You've seen his head? He's a little guy.
Sometimes as you get older and your body thins way out, the head gets monstrous. And the other day I was watching the Democratic National Convention.
You get light bulb
and
head.
Former President Bill Clinton, who used to be a nice-looking guy.
He has a light bulb head.
Still not bad-looking, but his head has become huge because his body has really thinned down a lot. And so he's like got this huge thing, and you're hoping he doesn't sway it too much to one side because you don't want his head to fall off of his body.
Well,
that's a worry.
It
happened to who's the guy, the preacher guy that's always talking, Al Sharpton. He lost all that weight, and then his head stayed fat.
He's got a reverse Zika
situation.
He's got
that big fat head going up, and that body is thinned down, and so that's a worry.
Well, he had that.
That's why I like to eat enough food so I'm in proportion.
He was such a fat slob.
I have a fat head, and I'm a fat slob.
He actually had a barium bypass.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's good because he lost a lot of weight fast, and his head stayed big.
You know, they bury thin people, too.
You notice that it's so much. You notice when he's on TV, you just start staring at him. You're like, what's wrong?
When I see him, I hear him, I turn it off.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
What do we got here? So Pete Carroll's contract
he's got his money, and he deservedly so. He'll be there for 2025.
Have you ever done that ice bucket challenge, you know, where they dump ice on you and they film it? Are they still doing that?
Puig, that's the idiot for the Dodgers.
Is he the one that does the
I told you that. I told our audience this, that I was very upset. You know, this is several months ago.
Yeah.
When he after the game, someone hit a walk-off base hit win the game. And then Puig, while he's being interviewed, while the hero is being interviewed, Puig comes over and sneaks up behind him with a half a gallon worth of ice water and dumps it on him. Well, in this case, one of the girls, not Alana Rizzo, the other one.
Kelly Tennant for the Dodgers.
I think it was her. Yeah. She was doing the interview, and he missed the player and threw it right on her.
Wow, that's not nice.
And
she's holding a microphone.
And there's nobody in that Dodger organization that can come down, Lon Rosen, and say, hey, Puig, you jackass, you do it again, you know, we're going to take you to the bus depot.
Exactly.
With your shoes.
So anyway, there's they've been doing this for Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS disease, and it's the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge was enabled to secure a lot of funding, they're saying, and to raise a lot of funds. It was really a sensation about two summers ago, and there were athletes, celebrities pouring water over people's heads and everything.
Why were they doing that?
To raise money for Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS disease.
Get a pour water over athletes' heads?
They got $100 million in contributions for the ALS Association.
It's over. So, this country is finished.
And so it's being credited with helping to raise significant funds. They've allowed researchers to identify now a gene found to be one of the most common in people with ALS. So that's good. I mean, they've done that with the research. So maybe Puig should start doing that bucket challenge, but raise some money with it. And then again, maybe not.
To pour water on people to raise money?
Well, that's the challenge of the ice bucket challenge, to see if you can handle it.
Stupidity challenge.
Tomas does it all the time.
How dumb are you?
In lieu of a shower on a hot summer day, Tomas does.
Is that right, Tomas?
Tomas does the ice bucket challenge. That's what he does. It sort of chills, kind of cools you off, cleans you, And you know, if you're having,
if it you pisses
got a,
you off.
If you've got, if you got a glass of scotch, it chills it for you. Yeah. So that's the nice thing about it.
You get to reuse the ice for the next.
Sure, sure. By the way, is the, are the Ruskies going to the Olympics? Are
they? I hope so.
Every
single one of them has been on steroids for the last 15 years, and Putin interjected the other day and said it's an outrage that you would associate us with taking steroids. And so he demands that Russia be allowed into the Olympics.
He says that he has hit a discrimination against the country that's banned the track and field athletes at the Kremlin send-off ceremony. So Wednesday, they're apparently they have a depleted Olympic team. Was it a woman or was it a man?
What was it? The 84.
There's
Olympics?
A lot of
no,
steroids.
It was
there.
The 80 Olympics, the ones that the U.S. Yes. didn't go to.
Right, right.
They discovered that the Russian who won the shot put was a woman.
That's what I'm saying. So Wednesday, the fencers and their trainers became the latest team now that the Russians have to be cleared to compete in the Olympics by the sports governing bodies ahead of the Moscow ceremony. So he's a little upset about this. The team has to be cleared.
Hey, by the way, you know, if you're a woman and you're passing as a man, that's permissible in the United States today.
It is, yes. I know.
Isn't it?
Well, I think you can go into restrooms.
So why? If you can go into a man's restroom if you're a woman.
Well, it may not be the same
versa,
in Rio. It might not be the same in Rio.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. The fact is, you're now being acknowledged by the United States to be a woman.
Well,
or a man.
But the
so if you go to the Olympics and you pass yourself off as a woman and enter into the
competition,
the contests, then you should be eligible, and you should be patted on the back for being a transgender.
And you may be, because this is the Ruskies. 100 Russians from the 387-strong Olympic team have been banned so far from going to Rio because of this testing.
Yeah.
So there's something going on there in Moscow. I can't tell you what.
Yeah.
You know. He says, we can't afford the indiscriminate disqualification of our athletes with an absolutely clean doping industry.
No.
He says, we cannot and will not accept that. In fact, it's pure discrimination. So he's a little upset and miffed about this. So I don't know.
Well, he should be.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. So you are watching the Olympics? You are going
to? No, I'm not.
You are not watching anything? Nothing?
No, I'm not watching nothing.
Well, they took baseball out of it. I'm done with it.
They took baseball out?
Well, they had it in there for a while, and they took it out.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, Tommy Lasorda won the gold medal.
Track and field, you know.
Yeah.
I want our guys to do well. But, you know, if you have to get up in the morning and realize I'm going to swim in that water.
Yes.
You might have a problem.
You might.
You might get the Zika while you're doing the backstroke. And then by the time you come back for the finals, your head's smaller. Let's see that for a second. Look at that.
Bill Clinton's head is definitely bigger than his body right now. He looks good. He's got that nice silver hair there and everything. He's got that nice suit. But the head is a little bit out of proportion with the body.
Yeah.
And we're holding it up at our YouTube. You can check out our show, and you can go to our Tiki Live or CRNTalk.com and watch the show as we do it.
What a criminal.
Let
me see that for a second.
Yeah, check that out. His head's gotten a
little
bigger.
Well, you know what this is? This is he has light bulb head.
So you call that light bulb head?
He has light bulb head. You know, the small, and then it goes into it and
comes
explodes.
Out. Yeah.
It's like someone screwed his head into a smaller body.
Hey, now you're a Ram, a former Ram. Are you going to go check out training camp? You're not even going to go check it out?
No, what am I going to do that for?
Well, just to check and see what's going on.
I'll let you go out it.
They're going to be at UC Irvine. Why don't we drive down? There used to be a landowner in Irvine, weren't you, for a while?
Yeah, I did, actually.
So why don't we go down there and just kind of check it out.
I don't want to do that.
We can stop by Angelo Vinci's for dinner on the way back.
Well, I'll go down there.
Yeah,
I'll go straight there, just and bypass the Rambio.
Yeah, okay.
But here's the deal. You know, I find it being a having done that profession thoroughly, being satisfied, and now moving down the road. I don't like hanging around it.
You don't?
No, I don't. I'll go to a game and sit up there and watch it like you would a Dodger game.
Yeah, and analyze it, right?
Yeah, and I appreciate it and everything. But I don't want to go down and mingle and chase after conversations. And I don't want to be in the turbulence that's around the sport. I don't want to be
in. Is it tough in training camp? Is there, when that goes down? I mean, it's summertime. It's hot.
The last thing I believe that, of course, this was when I was in training camps where you actually did some work.
Right.
You know, nowadays they've negotiated themselves out of two-a-days. They've negotiated themselves out of pads. They don't hit anymore. They don't do a lot of things anymore.
Like baseball.
Because the owners want. They want tranquility in the league. They do not want any threat of any type of work stoppage whatsoever. And so when the players say, we don't want to do this, 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 and this, and they'll say, well, okay, as long as you don't strike. Okay, that's a good deal. So they've been given everything. So when you go to a camp, they're in shorts and you know, they might have a thud drill where they put their pads on and bump around a little bit.
Right.
But there is some sense to it. I know in the era that I played in, up until, you know, this recently, last 10 years or so, the last couple of collective bargaining agreement contracts, there was more hitting than you actually needed, because you had six preseason games. I think you have, what, four preseason games. But the one thing that you don't want to do, and you're in training camp, is be called upon to do things that it may erode and eat up your private time.
Really?
Yes. Would you like me just to come and say, hey, Mike, can you stop cleaning your office out and talk to me for a half hour?
No, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. So there's things that you don't want to do, and you don't want to be a jerk about it, because you know that they have their job to do, and that's fine. But I don't go to training camp looking to see how I can make time for the press. I don't go to training camp. I go there to be prepared to play football games.
Right.
And sometimes I don't want to be bothered by all this. I might say, okay, talk to me later on in camp when I got a little bit more time. But right now, I don't want to do anything. So I, as an ex-player, don't want to go out there and start mingling around, because someone will look at you and say, oh, gee, you used to play, and now you're out here watching them play.
Taking your time.
I don't want to talk to anybody. I know what they're doing. I don't want to talk to anybody. And I just want to move on. I'll watch the games. I'll critique the games. I'll have an opinion about all that stuff. You can absolutely be sure of that.
But don't they have, like, a buffet line? We could go and have lunch or something while we're watching?
Well, I'm not going. Like I said, I would go out to
a game.
I'd go out to see lovely Cynthia at her restaurant, Vinci's restaurant, and without going out to training camp. I don't want to go out to UC Irvine.
Okay. All right, then. I'm going to take it off our schedule.
Do you?
I was going to take a trip.
You had
with
it
you.
On the schedule?
I got you a size 7 1/8 helmet, because I know you've got a little shorter, smaller head, and I thought we'd go out there with our helmets on and just sit there and look at the game.
I might be able to get you into a tackling drill.
You could do that?
Yeah.
That'd be great. You'd love that, wouldn't
yeah,
you? Here's
what
you would do. Actually love
Put
it.
Put a leather helmet on you.
Leather helmet, that's good.
Flip you the ball.
Yes.
And then let the brothers go at you.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do for you.
All right,
you.
That sounds like fun. Maybe
don't
we should go to let's get to training camp.
I
now
would,
you want to go.
I'd do that.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks of this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary. And the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning. And jazz every night, and it's also affordable. That's what makes Columbo special. And they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
We're back on the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the Sultan of Safeties, the All-Pro Defensive End, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer in our fan mail segment.
Thank you so very much. You know, we get a lot of fans out there who send us mail. Lydia Froge, Froge, wants to know, why did the Rams move back to Los Angeles?
Well, there you go.
From St. Louis.
Why did they, Fred?
And the reason is Stan Kroenke, the owner, realized that when the Rams left L.A., they left the number two market.
Number two media market.
And in doing so, it devalued the franchise. Well, he bought the team, and because St. Louis, the city of St. Louis, never kept their contractual obligation to improve the stadium up to specifics according to the contract, he decided he's going to move the team back to Los Angeles into its original market. And so he did that. And in doing so, you increase the value of your franchise.
Man, how much did it go
you
up?
You almost double it.
You almost double it.
This,
come on.
With the stadium, that's going to be built in Inglewood and the team coming back and the hoopla and all the advertising and stuff, you do the right thing, first of all. Replace the team that should have never been taken out of here. And the second and second of all, primarily, it's a great business deal. So that's the reason they did it. Thank you, Lydia, for your
Lydia,
for your message.
You can email Fred, Fred Dreyer, FredDreyer at crntalk.com. The Angels got a guy back from Tommy John surgery, Tyler Skaggs, so that may help them a little bit. In San Diego, the Padres not doing much. They traded Melvin Upton Jr. to the Toronto Blue Jays for some minor league right-hander, Hansel Rodriguez. So I guess that'll help out both teams.
All these names, I have no idea.
Well, I have no idea
who these people are.
Yeah, well, we'll find out more next week as we move along there. And then don't forget the Olympics getting ready to go. So we'll be having that report for you, too, starting next week.
Yeah, I certainly hope I hope the lights come on. And
I hope they get everything, running water, clean water.
One guy claimed that when that all the lights went off in the stairwell. He was stuck in there for like
that's bad.
2 hours or so.
Follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred, F-R-E-D underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Yeah. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Now some final thoughts from the one and only Mr. Dreyer.
I don't have too many final thoughts, but they are final because we're leaving. I just greatly look forward to seeing you folks. The next time that we're here, we're going to be in a new building. And I wish Mike Horn all the best in loading out of this place.
All right, so let's get everybody. Can you hang out and help me move a couch?
Not right now.